Quran Sharif says, remind us of beneficial for the believers. One is, after namazes, we read this Tasbihati Fatimi, 33 times Subhanallah, 33 times Alhamdulillah, and one narration, 34 times Allahu Akbar. The other is 33 times Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. And then the fourth kalima, La ilaha illallah, wahdahu la sharika lah, lahul mulku wa lahul hamd, biyadil khair wa huwa ala kulli shayin qadir. And some riwayats, yuhyi wa yumeet also is mentioned. And there is one riwayat that to read Subhanallah 33 times, Alhamdulillah 33 times, Allahu Akbar 33 times, and then 10 times La ilaha illallah. So 33 times Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, and 10 times La ilaha illallah. And the last one, if you want to, then read the whole fourth kalima, La ilaha illallah, wahdahu la sharika la. Then we have made amal on both those hadith. But anyway, a person who reads 33 times Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, and 10 times La ilaha illallah. The great virtue of this is, it comes in the hadith, that he will catch up with the people who have gone in front of him, ahead of him. And there are two meanings there, that is, in time the people who went before, he will catch up with them. Other is in rank, those people who have reached high stages, by just the barakat of this, he will reach their stages. So it is very simple, and a person will reach those stages. That is the one virtue. And the other is, he will go ahead of the people who are his contemporaries and who will come after him. He will advance and go ahead of them also. And that is in spirituality. In deen, Allah will make him go ahead. Such understanding of deen, Allah will bless him. Tawfiq of amal, Allah Ta'ala. Correct his aqaid, which is one of the most important things. And then to have the correct yaqeen, which is very, very important also. A great, great buzurg says, about yaqeen, he says, we got no yaqeen. We think we have got yaqeen, but our yaqeen is extremely, extremely weak. If it is there, and what will be questioned with in the qabr will be about our yaqeen. Whether mar rabbuka is not the theory of it. It's not what people used to say or what we used to say. But whether that yaqeen was in the heart, and we have to have very great concern for that. Otherwise, if we cannot answer the questions in the qabr, there is total destruction for that person forever and ever. So by the barakat of this, Allah Ta'ala will increase all these things. So Allah give us tawfiq to try and make amal. And as mentioned few times, that these are to be read after the faraz namaz. And in the namazes that have got sunnat-e-mu'akkada after them, like Zuhr, Maghrib and Isha, then we must read this after the sunnat-e-mu'akkada. Immediately after the sunnat-e-mu'akkada, or we finish all our namazes, then we read our wazifas. We shouldn't read it after the faraz and delay our sunnat-e-mu'akkada. This has been stressed very much by the fuqaha, that the sunnat-e-mu'akkada must not be delayed. Some fuqaha have gone to the extent that if we delay our sunnat-e-mu'akkada, then it doesn't remain sunnat-e-mu'akkada. We must that sunnat-e-mu'akkada. It just becomes nafal namaz. And sunnat-e-mu'akkada is given the form that it is, the completion of the faraz. Like so to say, part of faraz. Of course, it is not part of the faraz, but the completion of the faraz. Any deficiency in the faraz will be fulfilled by that sunnat-e-mu'akkada. So there we must not delay, read this afterwards. After Fajr, after Asr, then we can read as much wazifas as we want to, and then we make the dua later. After Fajr and Asr, no sunnat, no sunnat-e-mu'akkada, no sunnat. So there we can read this there. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to try and make, and these are all simple. Deen is very, very easy. And Allah Ta'ala gives great, great rewards on the simple, simple effort. It is just a matter, this also, of a person having yaqeen on these things.